This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell. We are back at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and it is NBA All-Star Weekend. That's right, the festivities are here. Looking so forward to the Slam Dunk Contest, the 2017 version, and always thrilled to have back with us from CNN, their feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. That is Motez Bashara. Good evening, Motez.
Hi, good evening, Big E.
Well, there is so much to get into, and as I said, the NBA All-Star Weekend, it is here, and I would say, Motez, it's much more than just the top players out of the Western, out of the Eastern Conference. The highlight for me personally is the Slam Dunk Contest, and how can we forget 2016, Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon? Is that what you're looking forward to the most?
That was probably the best one in many, many years, right?
Sure.
But a lot like the, and many of your listeners are probably too young to remember this, but Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan had a classic dunkathon. And many people thought that Dominique was robbed of that one. And I think in the same way, Aaron Gordon was robbed. LaVine, exactly like Jordan, did more of a long distance kind of, leap from the free throw line from memory. And I think his winning dunk was the one that went under his legs. Whereas Gordon was more of a power dunker like Dominique or like a Sean Kemp, where he'd lift with both legs, not one leg. So completely different style. And in fact, Aaron Gordon, the one where he kind of bunny hopped over the mascot, that jump would have won him an Olympic high jump medal. So it's really hard to kind of say that Aaron Gordon didn't deserve all the 10s and didn't deserve to win the contest. But this year, of course, LaVine is not an entry. So it should be all clear for Aaron Gordon, unless there's an upset from one of the other three competitors.
CNN feature writer and author of Beating the NBA, Tales from a Frugal Fan. He is back with us. We love him. Motez Bashara tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. Join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports, and you can go back and listen to this entire interview. We've got it provided for you at podcastarena.com. And I bet you can sky like Aaron Gordon. You got some hops like him, huh, Motez? What kind of game you got? Can you get up?
Not even during my high school career. No.
Okay, so who?
I wish. Maybe, on Xbox, but that's about it.
Oh, nice. Okay, so who do you think is going to take away this year's competition?
I think it'll probably be Gordon at the very least for the sentimental reasons. But Derek Jones Jr. is a guy that doesn't play much. I think he's only played in three games, a total of 11 minutes. So nobody really knows anything about this kid, and he could come out and surprise the field.
Hey, Motez Bashara with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, so let's move ahead. We've talked about the Slam Dunk Contest. I tell you where all eyes will be, and that is on Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant. Hopefully some healing will take place this weekend. What do you think the tension is going to be like when they're all in the locker room together?
I don't think they're going to speak. I would bet my house on that.
We need a therapist, yeah.
Yeah. Westbrook is an intense, intense competitor. A lot has been written about him. He's a very focused and driven guy. And I think Durant is probably a little more social. Obviously, Durant's going to have a bunch of teammates on the team with him, whereas Westbrook, he's the only player on the Thunder. He'll probably just have his headphones on and, just do his own thing. But I don't think he's going to be an extremely social guy, and I think as far as playing on the court at the same time, that should be interesting if it does happen.
Are you hopeful that they will have an opportunity to talk before the All-Star game? I mean, what do you think the league's view is of all of this? I mean, should Adam Silver, should they get involved and kind of work this out like James Dolan and Charles Oakley?
No. If anything, I mean, this just creates a good buzz for the NBA. It's good to have rivalries, And it's not like they're out there on Twitter dissing each other. I mean, there was a little bit of that in the very beginning of the season. But things have calmed down, and it only really matters when they meet up. And I think they've already played three times. I think they might have one left in the season. But that's, you know, it happens every so often. You know, they might actually meet in the playoffs, which would be really interesting. But I think all that would do was just stir a really good buzz around the competition between the two teams.
I think it's kind of heartbreaking to watch as a fan. You know, I mean, I wanted to get your opinion on how they, you know, Russell Westbrook, KD, how they've gone from being all-star teammates now to big-time rivals. I mean, don't you kind of think it's sad how their, you know, relationship, their friendship, it's deteriorated?
It's, you know, it's competitive. I mean, from everything I've read, Durant, you know, Westbrook did reach out to Durant several times to try and convince him to stay. Durant didn't really entertain the idea, didn't meet with Westbrook to talk about it face-to-face, didn't meet with or didn't give serious consideration to the Thunder, and did not speak, you know, did not give him the heads-up before the announcement, which I think Westbrook took personally. Having said that, I think Westbrook is probably secretly pretty delighted by just having the team to himself. And I've said it before, I would say the same about James Harden. And how incredible is this, that the top three MVP candidates were all drafted by Sam Presti? I think it's pretty remarkable that Harden, Durant, and Westbrook are all the top three candidates and all played on the same team at the same time.
And what does that say about Oklahoma City to dismantle that team? Now, Serge Ibaka, we'll get into that here in just a bit. Of course, him going from Orlando to the Toronto Raptors. I think that's going to be a sweet fit for them, and that should give them some juice, you know, moving forward.
Yeah, it does. It does. To your first point, what it says about the Thunder is, well, they were thinking long term. Probably they sort of jumped the gun a little bit in terms of thinking of salary cap and got rid of Harden first, where they probably didn't necessarily have to do that. Having said that, all three are pretty stellar individual players. Now, whether they could have won an NBA Finals together on the same team, it remains to be seen. You know, that'll be a question that'll never be answered. You know. You know, it's going to be one of those big what-ifs. And it looks like Durant obviously has the best chance out of the three of them to win a title anytime soon. In terms of Ibaka, I think that the Raptors are pretty much back to where they were last season. You know, they took a giant step back. They lost Biombo. They lost a couple of big guys. And now with Ibaka, they've got some shot blocking back and a bit of defense. But ultimately, you know, the Raptors, you know, were just roadkill for the Cavs on the way to the finals. And, you know, to be honest, I can't see that changing.
You know, Serge Ibaka, if you look at his career, his time even in Orlando, I mean, he's posted nice numbers, what, 15 and I believe almost 8 rebounds a game. But it seems like, Motez, he's not the same defensive stopper that he was when he was with OKC.
He's lost a bit of a bounce in his step. Perhaps, you know, new scenery, new change of pace. He's an international player. Being in another country, that might galvanize him a little bit. Toronto, of course, is a team full of international players. They've got Brazilians. They've got a Lithuanian. I mean, so, you know, maybe from a psychological point of view, a fresh start in a new town, a new country might be a nice thing for him.
Okay, the NBA All-Star Weekend, it is here, and we are visiting with Motez Bashara from CNN. Let's talk some about Steve Kerr and how he is going to manage the Western Conference roster and the tension. How do you think? I mean, we're looking at a possibility of what having four players for the Warriors out on the court playing. Will the fifth player be Russell Westbrook?
I doubt it, but that would be fun if they tried to do that. I think that would be one of the first times we'd see guys kind of shoving each other on the same team. I don't think that will happen, but it would be fun. I definitely think the four Warriors will play together, probably pretty early on in the first quarter, I would imagine, to get that juice flowing, get some rhythm going, and get that out of the way. Of course, a lot of these guys have also been teammates on the Olympic team and the Olympic trials, so they have all, you know, touched the ball and played together. So it's not like this is a first for anybody, really. So we'll see how the dynamic goes. I'd love to see somebody actually play some defense for a change. I mean, quite frankly, the All-Star game has become a bit of a bore because nobody even tries on defense anymore. So maybe we'll get some defense from guys like Draymond Green or even Russell Westbrook or Gordon Hayward.
The NBA conversation continues with CNN feature writer Motez Bashara right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.